my husband. We had a home guard, you see, and he was one of the first to join. And it really ruined their health because they were at work all day, growing, haymaking, etc. And then out at night with the home guard. He volunteered the very first day, you know, and they met at the drill hall down in Bath Road. But that night they were asked to go to Rooks Gardens. That was a family called the Rooks who left their house and grounds to the borough. And they met there that first night. And men of all ages went, particularly men from the First World War. And they had no arms or anything. They just were told to bring pitchforks or anything that would do anybody an injury. And there they went, people of all, men of all ages. Well, then, of course, they got themselves organized and they just took the men who were, well, going to be useful. And my husband, he'd been in the territorials, and he would been used to using a gun and that sort of thing. So he was a permanent one. And in the end, they went to the drill hall and trained. And believe you me, I've got pictures of it. They look really very well trained, you know, and they were in uniform. But at first, they only had a little armlet with LDV, Local Defence Volunteer. That was their only identification. But latterly, of course, they were formed into proper platoons, and then they were on duty different nights. Either down on the beach at Milford-on-Sea, they took over a house there as their headquarters. And of course, the beaches had barbed wire, all, and they were mined all along. The whole coastline was mined. And so they spent a night down there, or up on the church tower in Lymington, watching, and that sort of thing.